Real life examples. Remember all those real life disruptions we mentioned at the beginning of chapter 2? Let's look at those, including some thoughts on how you can prepare for these kinds of disasters. Losing your job. Of everything on this list, losing your job is probably one of the most common upheavals people go through. Thankfully, there are several strategies to get yourself back on track. Most of these are pretty self-explanatory. When it comes to a side job or volunteering, keep in mind both of these opportunities might leverage into a new position in the future. By being proactive, you're going to want to be alert. If the writing truly is on the wall where you work, don't wait until the last minute to shop around for a new job. Build an emergency fund. Build your network consistently. Keep in touch with people you might want for references. Keep to a budget. Start a side hustle. Volunteer. Keep your resume updated. Get to know the local job market. Understand unemployment policies. Continue your education. Be proactive. House fire. A house fire can be a terrifying situation to live through. Of course, the important thing here is to recognize your number one goal always should be getting out alive. People can't be replaced, but stuff can. You can't always keep your home as safe as you'd like, especially if you live in an area prone to wildfires, which are discussed under natural disasters. For a standard house fire, consider these things. Ensure you have the right number of working smoke detectors throughout your home. Place fire extinguishers handy in places where fires typically start, like the kitchen or laundry room. Practice how to escape in case of fire with your family. Designate a meeting place outside. Discuss with family members how and when to call 911. Stock market crash. The status of the stock market is one of those things where you have no control over the circumstances, but you can mitigate the fallout. There's a lot of information out there about how to manage finances, so we'll just drop a few quick tips here to help out. Diversify. If one stock falls, you'll have others to fall back on. Focus on investments that are more long-term in nature. Take advantage of the drop by investing while things are low. Keep up with the news and follow trends to catch what's happening early. Never invest more than you can safely lose without affecting your core income. Have access to cash in case your funds are completely tied up. Hire an advisor you can call if things get messy or if you need help. Diagnosis. A life-threatening diagnosis is somewhat different from the next heading of a pandemic. In that here, we're concentrating on what to do if you or someone you love discovers they're critically ill. These next steps are crucial. Become informed and understand your diagnosis. Connect with others who've been there through support groups. Find helpers who can step in with meals, rides, and other assistance. Accept things will change. Get healthy in other ways. For example, exercise and a proper diet will provide added strength to help you get through treatment. Pandemic. When illness is spreading rapidly, it's easy to get caught up in worry and fear about the future. After all, the germ is out there, and you're going to be doing your best to stay safe. What to do? Stay calm. Tune in only to news sources you can trust. Make sure you're stocked up on food and basic needs so you can minimize trips to the store. Practice stringent hand-washing routines, especially if you've been out in the world. Educate yourself about the disease. Plan for what to do if you fall ill. Natural disaster. Earthquakes, tornado, tsunami, the world is a dangerous place. Being prepared for something which can happen violently without notice is complicated. No matter what, remember your personal safety comes first. Abandon the go bag and pets if you don't have time for them. Only follow these tips if you have advance warning to allow for them. Your go bag should have a change of clothes, your medications, and some cash in them, as well as whatever essential papers you might need. Have a go bag for each family member during fire or tornado season. Keep important papers where you can grab them quickly. Subscribe to services that keep you informed of fire movements or severe weather activity. Have supplies in your tornado shelter. Keep your phone charged and on you at all times. Listen to evacuation orders. If you're supposed to leave, leave. Have pet carriers handy for each pet so you can just grab them and go. Keep a full tank of gas at all times so you're ready to evacuate. Know where the disaster relief center is. Understand how to get to the disaster relief center through more than one route in case you find some roads are blocked off. War. Nothing is more uncertain than war. If you're living in an area where this kind of upheaval is likely, then you're going to want to grab a lot of the tips about evacuation and go bags from the section on natural disasters, because sometimes your best recourse is going to be to get out fast. Otherwise, you need three things. Secure shelter. The key here is safety and something you can defend if need be. Acquire adequate drinking water. You need 1 gallon per person per day. And ensure you have enough food for each person in your household to get you to safety. Death. As sad as it sounds, preparing in advance for the inevitable will make things at least a little bit easier for those left behind. If you're helping others plan for the end, you might want to include ways to help them say goodbye to those who matter in their lives. In either case, these are things you want to consider doing in advance. Decide a power of attorney. The dying process might not leave you the ability to make decisions about pain management or extreme measures. Obtain legal advice about how to handle the estate. Create a will. Make funeral plans, including burial options. Prepay final expenses. Of course, other disasters could cause upheaval in your life. It's up to you to decide what's likely to happen to you and to prepare the best you can for them. Hopefully, these lists gave you some ideas for a jumping-off point to your preparedness. Be smart, be creative, be safe.